It's Wednesday, the 12th of November, and here is your BizNews Daily Insider podcast coming to you from Parliament, where I have been since pretty early this morning. Well, we were right when I mentioned yesterday that they wanted us here from 5:15. I didn't quite get you at 5:15, but that's because there was a heck of a lot going on in the medium-term budget update. In other words, what we used to call the mini budget, and there really was a heck of a lot, but very good news all around. I must say that I've got so used to being at these budget presentations. You come twice a year, usually every February and October, this year a little bit later because of the goings-on in the budget. If you recall, there were three of them earlier this year, the actual budget. But the first bit of good news is that VAT is now off the table. The VAT increase that we were thinking about having to work into all of our plans, that is now off the table. So that's point one. And that was confirmed by the finance minister himself. The other bit of news that is coming through here is that we really have got guys who are in control, who are in command of what's happening in the finances, a little bit like if you can imagine a company's financial director coming to you with information on that company, and the business has been poorly run for many, many years, and you're always getting a hit to your share price because you can't see any upside. This time, it's almost like all of those matrices that they started working on 3 years ago are now beginning to pull together and moving in the right direction. When you're a country, the most important thing that you have to do is get your finances right, and that is reflected in your credit rating. Now, in South Africa's case, our credit rating, if we get 1% worse, 1% worse, think about yourself. You have an overdraft and you're a couple of percentage points above prime. You manage to do well with the bank. The bank starts liking you. Suddenly, they cut you down to, say, 1% above prime instead of 2. Well, then you will pay less interest. From a South African point of view, if we have a situation where the interest on our debt falls and we pay less interest than we would have before, for every 1 percentage point that we decline, For every 1% lower interest rate that South Africa has, the country saves 7.8 billion rand in interest costs, and the debt stock, or the money that South Africa owes, our share of that, of course, everybody in this country has got a slice of that because that is the national debt. For every 1 percentage point lower interest rate in our system, the national debt falls by 12.5 billion rand. So, what you want is for the debt to come down, not to go up. And that means if you manage your country better, if you manage your finances better, if your financial director does a better job, then you will find that everybody in the country benefits. So in this budget, the way that the international markets look at pricing you and the way that they look at giving you a credit rating, or how your credit rating is based on something called the GDP, the percentage of your debt to GDP. That's the one thing. And then your budget deficit as a percentage of GDP. Right. So you then step back a little bit. Our debt to GDP ratio has been going up in a straight line since 2009. It was 26% in 2009. It's now up to 78%. But the good news is that's where it's going to stop. That's where it's going to peak. Now, you might say, cynically, and I wouldn't blame you, because as somebody who's been sitting in these budget presentations, been subjected to bad news, poor policy, blatant spin doctoring for so long, and having, well, people like the useless Gigaba, gullible Tito, idealistic Pravin, and I think a little out of his depth, Nhlanhla Nene, telling us in the last 15 years, this after Trevor Manuel left the scene. You got to think, well, can you really believe what you're being told today? I think you can, because this budget for the first time has the print of the Government of National Unity. And why do I say that? Well, in the press conference, which is kind of the place where the finance minister holds court with his team, today Enoch Godendwana passed the ball immediately to the deputy minister from the Democratic Alliance. And Ashore was the person given that place of honor to discuss exactly what the priorities were. So it was a little bit like a show between the two of them, Ashore being much the younger man and much more enthusiastic and very sharp, he certainly is. He came across as earnest, enthusiastic, and very happy with his role. Enoch Godendwana was quite happy to pass the ball across to the Reserve Bank governor, and there's a big reason for that, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, and to his SARS commissioner, Edwin Kiesewetter, who is also part of the whole story. So just starting from the basis that the GNU is looking at this, so you've got DA-type market-aware policies that are being brought into the room. And I asked Godendwana during the question time what it had been like for the budget process compared with in the past, and he said it was cumbersome but very good. So they found each other, and his quip on that was that, well, he knows for sure that John Steenhuisen will not be walking out of his budget this time around. So it's a budget that is the, that has been put or walking, it is a speech that everybody in the room agrees with, everybody in the Government of National Unity agrees with, and indeed, over the last weekend, when Cyril Ramaphosa some of his, well, he brought together the leaders of all the political parties who are members of the Government of National Unity, at that event, Godendwana and the Director General of Treasury gave a presentation. So all of the members of the Government of National Unity co-own this budget, which is a very good thing, given what I said a little bit earlier, that our credit rating is what's critical right now. Good news on the credit rating, it has improved, and as a consequence of that, the country has already paid 5 billion rand less in interest this year. 5 billion rand, and over the period of the next 3 years for the medium term, there will be a saving of 20 billion rand. So it matters when you get your finances right. I mentioned the SARS governor. Well, there's a big part of this budget is the switch in the inflation target. The inflation target was between 3 to 6%. That has now officially and formally, as of today, been changed to a target of 3%. Now, there's been a lot of studying and a lot of investigation that's gone into this. We can talk about that at in some detail later on. But in essence, what it means is that the interest rates that South Africans are going to pay will be lower. And the reason for that is that they will be keeping the inflation target at 3% rather than 4.5%. Lesetja Kganyako, the governor of the Reserve Bank, was given a stage at the press conference. He spoke a lot about this, and we will have that full press conference available for you on BizNews in the podcasting channel, so you can go through and check out all the details. But in essence, a low inflation rate is the greatest benefit for a nation, and in that nation for the poor people, because it is the poor who get hardest hit by inflation. So that was a big move that we have now agreed as South Africa, that we will have a 3% inflation target. Brings us into line with the best in the world. The other big story to come out of this was that the 7.5 billion rand that was voted to SARS, to Edwin Kiesewetter's operation in the last budget, to go after bad debts and to upgrade the technology and the AI capabilities of SARS is paying off, and paying off handsomely. The commissioner said that he is very confident that SARS will be able to claw back 20 billion rand in money that it wouldn't have been able to had there not been that investment. And that means that taxes, which had been projected for 2026, in other words, in the budget next year, will no longer have to be implemented. So all around, it's I remember many years getting these spin doctors who were trying to get the nation all excited, and they used to love newspaper headlines saying, it's a good news budget. Boy, how often were those good news budgets anything but? But this one, and I doubt that anybody's going to pick up on that essence, but this is a good news budget. And it's a good news budget because we have discipline, we have an opportunity here for South Africa to reset itself, and once Eskom and Transnet are properly stabilized, they're still in a little bit of a wobbly situation according to the straight as a die information from Treasury. In other words, they're still reliant on what's going on at the central part, but once they get fully stabilized and they're well on their way to that situation, you can then see that South Africa has the chance of getting back its investment grade. And that's something that would have been inconceivable a year ago. In fact, South Africa delivering a primary budget surplus, which it's now going to do for the third time in a row this year, would have been impossible. Just even last year, the thought would have been, well, we had a little bit of a boom and a little bit of an uptick coming from the commodities, but it's not sustainable. This has been a year where the economy has been under pressure. This has been a year where everything has been against the the Treasury, and yet we are going to end up with a primary budget surplus. Very briefly, what that means is that when you exclude interest payments, what you are getting in covers the rest of your costs. Why do we not worry too much, or why do they use that rather than the total budget? Well, the reason for that is that your debt or your interest payments are your debt is as a percentage of GDP, and as that's a smaller part of the overall pie, as the economy grows, as long as you have a primary surplus, in other words, as long as you're not borrowing more money to fund your operations, then your debt to GDP ratio will continue to fall. And that's the projection that has been put on the table now, something that would have been impossible not that long ago. A good news budget? Absolutely. Watch our BizNews briefing this evening to get more information. Until tomorrow, cheerio.